So it seems the pattern of increasingly more hailstorms is repeating this year.
The centers are extreme, not very widespread, but numerous. There's a lot more areas that are being hit at the same time.
The umbrella company for private hail insurers, Canadian Crop Hail, reports more than 100 claims prairie-wide just through June. Still, Crop Hail President Rick Olmanchenko says adjusters may not rush right into the field to assess damage, and for good reason.
We're taking a few days to get out there to just make sure, like the companies are 7 to 14 days. But the longer they take, the more the damage actually shows up. So having them wait to, look at it is not a bad thing. Because, when the damage is green, you can't really see it as well as when it's really showing how bad it's going. Or it's maybe recovering a little bit and showing that too. And I know wind has been a pretty bad factor also. A lot of these storms have come with some extreme wind.
Well, Olmanchenko says when wind accompanies hail,
the more the wind comes, there's a lot of wind damage, but also too, the hail is coming down faster and harder on more an angle. And the more of an angle it does, it comes down and it chops things off, where coming straight down, it just kind of breaks things over. So the wind does play a big factor both ways.
Now, it seems that reports on hail size may lead us to some wrong conclusions about eventual damage.
Where, the tennis ball size hail seems to be farther apart and not as extreme damage as, to crops as, the small little pea-sized stuff that hits every inch, where the tennis ball size, they might be 2-3 feet apart, but they really do damage where they hit. It is damaging no matter how you look at it, but yeah, there's some big storms or big hailstones that hit last weekend.
And of course, Olmanchenko was adamant that hail insurance pays.
So I was out driving around and the crops are actually looking pretty decent in most places, so the value is there that they need to protect that risk.
Well, producer-funded research pays off in different ways, one of which is a cooperative equation linking the University of Saskatchewan's Crop Development Center, for example, with SAS Pulse Growers. Research lead Dave Greenshield says SAS Pulse Grower have invested approximately $40 million checkoff dollars into pulse breeding. In return, SPG provides new varieties to farmers royalty-free.
So that will continue. Regardless of whether the agreement is in place or not, we will continue to have those rights. So anything that was developed before September 30th, 2020 at the Crop Development Center, SPG will have commercialization rights to.
A 20-year funding agreement between SAS Pulse and the University Crop Development Center will be upgraded and renewed on September 30th. On the land, from The Rock, I'm Jack Doos.